Daf is Daf Mem. Hey, so let's take it from the very top line. This is a very hard daf, just understanding the anatomy and the different trefos. So we'll take it slow. Hopefully we'll understand it together. I don't really fully understand it myself, but let's see what we can do together. So the Gemara says, Amar Rehuda, the very top line again, Amar Rehuda, Amar Rav. He says, Nikva Kenafa Mitstarfin Leruba. So let's say in the trachea, there's a bunch of holes, like a nafa. Nafa is a sieve, so there's a lot of holes next to each other. If it amounts, all the holes amount together to a rove, so even though it's not rove in one hole, but all the holes add up to rove of the continent, so then the din will be, it's going to be possible. So then the Gemara says, Masa Rav Yirmi. Rav Yirmi asks the question as follows. He says, Uv goles sheyesh b'nekev echad aruch. Let's say in the skull, there's a long hole, aruch, a neck of echad aruch, afil yeshba nikavim harbe, or even if it has many small holes, which are mitstarfin limlo makdeach, which amounts to a certain size of a drill, some type of thing that makes a hole in it, alma, we see from here, kevin deshura milo makdeach, so then limlo makdeach mitstarfina. So if the shear that the size of a hole of makes a gulgoles regarding the halachas of a trefa has to be makdeach, so therefore we could add the small holes to makdeach. So the question here becomes, hachanami. Here, kevin the shiuri ki'isr, since the size that a hole that makes a this trachea into a psul, it's the size of an isar, so all the holes should be mitzdarif l'chi'isr as well. Why does it have to be mitzdarif to the size of a rove if the shear we're looking for is an isar, so isar is what we should be mitzdarif to? So the Gemara asks, answers, Ishimite excuse me, Hadam Rabbi Chelbo, Amarav Chama Bar Gurya, Amarav, Nikavim Sheyeshbe, Behen Chisaron Mitzdarfin Lechisar. Vishain Behen Chisaron Mitzdarfin Leruba. There are two types of holes. Some type of hole, one hole is that something gets removed with it. Other holes is where you make a hole, everything is just pushed to the side, but all the substance is still there. So if it's a type of hole, a type of nekev, where it's a chisar, where part of the whatever object you're talking about is removed, part of the trachea has been removed, so then all you need is the size of an isar. But if it just holes without chisarum, and then, meaning all the skin is there, all the trachea is there, you're just making holes in them, then you need more of that to amount to mitzdarfin l'rubin. And that's what he's talking about above. When we say nikva kinafa, when there are holes that make a sieve that require a ruba, that's a nekev shelo chisarum, without anything missing. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rabba bar Barchana, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Nitla heimana ritsua mitzarefes l'chi'isar. Let's say part of the skin of the trachea was removed, a long line of it was removed. So here as well, you need an isar, because since it's something that had been removed, it's talking about the part of it is a chisar, and there's some of the skin has been removed, not just the whole, but it was taken away, so then all you need is a shear of a ki'isar, and that will render this animal into a trefa. So asks the Gemara now, by mine Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachmani me Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Nikva kinafa ma'uz. We're going back to this discussion we mentioned above. Let's say there was in the trachea a lot of holes, like a sieve, like a nafa. So what's the halacha? So like we said above, Amar Lei, Hare Amru, already taught, Nikavim sheyeshba en chisaron mitzdarfin l'chisar. If the nature of those holes that are in the trachea are such that they are removed to some of the skin, it's a chisaron, then they only have to mitzdarf into an isar. But if they're holes she'ein ban chisaron, where they're just punctures in there, but none of the skin had been removed from the trachea, so then you have to mitzdarf in the ruba, just like we said above. No chidushim here. So that's all with regards to a behema, with regards to an animal, a cow of some sort. Be'ofamai, what about a bird? What's the lach of the bird if there are going to be small holes in the trachea of the bird? What's the din? So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachmani le'didi mefarshili minei di Rabbi Elazar. It was once explained to me by Rabbi Elazar as follows. Mekaplo menicho al pi hakana. So what happens is, if you, let's say you remove all the holes, and then it forms a flap. When you fold it over, it forms a flap over the trachea. So if you take a, I don't know if you have it in the LOs of articles, Masiftas, they kind of carve out, let's say there are holes in the side. So you carve it out a little bit on three sides, but you leave it attached still, but it's still connected. It's like a flap. So when you put that flap over, so imagine you have the cutting like this. And let's say this is the holes on my fingers here. So you cut out the holes where you can move them back and forth now. So if those holes could cover the hole of the, if I went and bend over, it will cover the trachea. That will be, we'll see in a second. The din is, im chofa es rov hakana trefa. If that, when I cut out that flap of holes connecting to the trachea, when I fold it over the hole of the kana, it's able to cover most of that cavity inside, that's a trefa. Im lav, if that flap I just created is not able to cover most of the flap, that's kshera. That's the din. Okay, so it seems more that not so much how big the holes are, but more what the you know, how much gets.
How big they are in relation to the size of the bird's trachea.
But the important part is how spread out they are as well. Right. If they're very concentrated, even though there might be a lot of holes, that's not good enough. It has to be spread out in such a way, even though the holes might be smaller. That's the din. Now I don't know why or how that works, but that's the din of the Gemara. And the Gemara says, Amar Papa, what's the simen? Simanach Nafia. So apparently the sieve, somehow that's the mnemonic to remember this din by a bird. Okay. So Nifchasa Kedela. So now this next case, I'm not really quite sure how this differs from the previous case we just said. But Nifchasa Kedela. So let's say, I guess the previous case where we created the door, we created that flap. Here is, there was already a flap created in the trachea, in the kana, there's some psul, something happened, where a piece of the trachea, a piece of the kana, had made it into a flap. Now, we didn't make it. In the previous case, we made it to test it out. Here, this happened on its own. So what happens if nichasa kedelis, part of the skin is going in and out of the trachea? So Amar Rav Nachman kideshi kanes isar lirachba. So if that flap is big enough for the size to put an isar inside that hole, that flap it makes like a door. So if you could stick a isar into that little doorway that's been created in this kana, that would have rendered a trefa. But if the hole is small, too small, whereby an isar cannot fit through, that would not be considered a trefa. So then the Gemara says, Nizdika, let's say there was a split down the length of the trachea, of the kana. So Amar Rav, afilo lo nishtar ba elechuya achas lemala. You could have a slice going down the entire kana, so long as there's only, even if there's only just one little, band they call it here, on the bottom, and one band on top, you know, in the kana, in the pictures, they have these little bands going around.
Yeah, cartilage.
Cartilage. So they're little like round circles on top of each other, so as long as there's one at the top and one at the bottom, if everything else sliced in between doesn't make a difference, all you need is one at the top, one in the bottom, and that's still considered kshera, because I guess those cartilage keeps everything tight enough, even though there's a crack, it still keeps it somewhat tight to allow the animal to breathe properly. So then the Gemara goes on to say, Amri kame de Rebbe Yochanan, Omar, machuya o machuya de kama Rav. What's the band that Rav is speaking about, one in the top, one in the bottom? It doesn't make any sense. Why is that something that's necessary to keep it intact? You don't need an entire band. I mean, you can have a tiny sliver of that band. The band is, let's say, just for argument's sake, let's say it's 2 inches high. You don't need a 2-inch band, even if you have a tiny half an inch of that band on top and the bottom. As long as there's something on top, something in the bottom, even though it's not a full band, that's sufficient to keep the kana intact, and therefore it would not be considered a trefa. So then they had reported this back to Rabbi Yochanan, what Rabbi Yonasan had suggested, that you don't need an entire band, you simply need this this small amount. So what did he say back? Amr Lehu, Rabbi Yochanan says back to them, Yadon Chavrin Bavloi, Lafrushe Kiai Taima. Do the Babylonians, do they really know how to explain the reasoning behind this? I mean, he didn't really buy this. He didn't trust the Babylonians. Rabbi Yochanan lived in Eretz Yisrael, and he had a certain perspective. Many of the Bnei Eretz Yisrael didn't think so highly of those from Babel, and therefore he's saying this doesn't make any sense, that a kol shu is sufficient. He seems like he's going back on the din, that you need a full band, both in the top and the bottom. So the Gemara then says, Tanli Rabbi Chia bar Yosef kami de Rabbi Yochanan. Ko atzavar kula kasha l'shchita. The entire neck from top to bottom, whatever is defined as a neck, is considered a kasha place for shchita. How does one define what is considered the neck? Sometimes animals extend their necks longer, they can extend beyond that. How do you measure the neck? And so the Gemara tells you the following are the measurements. Mitabas hagadola, from the larger ring on top of the kana. The picture here in the articles of Misiftos, and ad kan feireya hatachtona, and that kana goes all the way down. We know the kana is the windpipe; it's the trachea, so it goes all the way down into the lung. So it goes to the deeper part of the lung. That's also part of it, which is a little strange because that's not really part of the lungs, and not on the neck. The lung is in the body, but that's where the Gemara initially says that the kana travels all the way to the bottom of the lung, and that's still a kosher place for shechita. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Tachtona Shielyona. It's the lower part, which is really the upper part. Shani Omer, because I hold Kol Sheposhetas Tzavara V'roa. Any animal, as it grazes, it extends its neck further. That's considered the neck. Ubavad Shel Tzeyan, it's as long as it's not forcing itself too much. Which means that a lung never comes to the neck. When the animal extends its neck as much as it can, the lung never comes up that area. The neck's defined when animals are eating in a normal way, extend its neck a little bit. The giraffe extends its neck a little bit to eat from the top of the trees. That is the extent of the tzavar. But the lungs never reach that way. So what he means to say here is the bottom of the kana is really the top of the lungs. That's the highest part. But to say that the kana travels to the bottom of the lungs, that's considered the makom shechita. That doesn't make any sense to have to cut through the lungs of the animal. That's not the correct din. That's what the understanding of Rava is. So then the Gemara asks, Boi Rav Chanina, V'tzeim, others say Rav Chananya, he was asking the question, Let's say the animal forces itself to extend its neck. So then, during the time of shechita, would that be considered normal? Would that be considered acceptable? So the Gemara says, "Take it." We don't really know. So even though above we had said that Rava said uvavach lo tiones, Rav Chanina wasn't sure if during the shas of the shechita. I mean, when an animal goes for food, we understand animals extend themselves to eat something. But during shas shechita, where there's no animal, there's no carrot hanging in front to entice it, it just extends its neck. Is that an indication that that's considered a part of the neck and the makom shechita or not? So therefore, I don't know how it works halacha l'maisa, but I guess during the shechita, they probably make sure that the animal doesn't extend its neck too much, not to get in such a shaila. I don't know. Okay, Gemara now says, Yosef, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yishimon, Melakish, Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, are sitting down once and learning. And Nafik Milsimi Benayu, and a certain matter came from amongst them. Anas Besimanim Vishachat Psula. So what's Anas Besimanim? If somehow it was for part of the Simanim were being forced out, they kind of came out of place. The way it explains it here, it was the Simanim came from the chest and extended its neck. It was going through the neck. So this is seemingly the din we were talking about before. Somehow the animal extended its neck and the Simanim were coming through the neck. So then the halacha is, the Gemara says, Anas b'simanim v'shacha psula. If the animal extended itself so much, they paskin this was going to be possible. Like we said above, like Rava said, im yanis, if the animal extends itself so much, we don't rely on such a shechita. The nikav, a different din, nikav hakane lemata, minachaza nidon kireya. Let's say there's a hole in the windpipe. That's below in the chaza, below the chest area, and that's considered like the rea, which means that we know if there's a certain size hole in the rea, it's possible. So too, if there's a certain size hole in the kana, it's going to be possible as well. So meaning we judge the kana, when the kana travels through the rea, through the lungs, once it gets in the lungs, has a din of a rea. Even though it might be medically part of the kana, once it's in the vicinity of the rea, it takes on all the dinim of the rea itself, of the lung itself. So Tanna Rabbanan, the Braisa says, Ezu chaza, what's the definition of the chest of the animal? So the Gemara says, and this is really regarding the lachas of shlamim. When it comes to shlamim, you have to give the chaza of a shok to the kohen. So how does one define the chaza? So the Gemara says, Zeh roes hakarka, it's a part of the animal that faces the ground, meaning the bottom part of the animal, that's considered the chaza. And lemata ara tzavar, and extend all the way downwards towards the neck. Lamala adakaris and upwards until to the stomach area. They define it as the pouch here. So they have a definition here in the article. At least they have, it's where the front legs are. It's where the neck stops coming down, and then before it goes up by the stomach. So that front area, the chest, that is the definition of the chaza. So the Gemara says, and that's the din. And chotech, along with that chaza, you cut off shteit slaus mishteit defanos eilich meilich. You cut off two ribs from each of the sides of the rib cage, and that's the chaza. Zehu chaza shani hanitein lekohen. That's the definition of what's given to the kohen as each part of the carbon shlamim. So then the Gemara says, now going back to one of the other treifas I mentioned in the mission in the beginning of the parak. Nikav krum shel moach. This was a din that if there's a hole in the membrane that surrounds the brain, that's a treifa as well. So Rav v'Ushmuel damri tevayu. Both of them hold karma ila afagav lo inkev tata. Apparently, the membrane that surrounds the brain has two layers. There are two membranes. There's the upper membrane and there's a lower membrane. So the Gemara is telling us, Rav and Shmuel hold that even if only the upper, the outer membrane was punctured, even though it didn't go through the inner, the lower membrane, that would still be considered pasul. That would be a treifa. But others say, no, they actually said, ad inkav tata. It has to actually go through both membranes, even through the lower membrane. So this here, machlokis, how much the nekev has to go through. So the Gemara then says, "Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, Chaisa demitnach be mocha." So apparently the skip. Oh, there you go. Simanich. This is the nemach of the next few simanim, the next few sugas. Chaisa demitnach be mocha. So Gemara says, "Amar Rabba bar Barchana, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi." The way to remember this din that there's this pouch, a little encasement which the brain lies in. That there's this double layer here, rather. Amar Rabba Barchana, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, kinegdok bebeitzim nikar as well. When it comes to the beitzim of an animal, so there's also recognizable that there's this double layer of skin surrounding the beitzim, just like by the brain, there's this double layer of membranes surrounding the moach. So Gemara then says, Amar Bishum ben Pazi, Amar Bishum ben Levi, Mishum Kapara. Moach, koma shebekadera, nidon kimoach. Whatever is in the skull, that's considered the brain. However, hischil limshoch, nidon chachur hashidra. But the moment it begins to extend outside the skull, that's already considered part of the spine. So where the back of the head, where it leaves the skull, the moment it leaves the skull, that's now considered part of the shidra, the spine. So mehechen maschil limashich. So at what point does the moach of the brain begin to go outside the skull? Amr Yitzchak bar Nachmani lididi mifarshli minei de Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi wants to explain to me. Kimin shnei pulin yesh munachen al pia kedera. There are apparently two beans, or shaped like beans, lying at the entrance of the cranium. And minapolim lefnim kilefnim. So from those two little bean shapes they have here in the picture, the back, these little two beans, so from inside, from that point inwards, is considered part of inside, that's the brain. And minapolim ulochutz, from outside those beans, kilechutz, that's considered outside, in other words, that's part of the shidra, part of the spine. So that's the moment where they separate between the brain and the spine. And what about pulin atzma and enyo de? But how to categorize those bean-like shapes in the head of the animal? I don't know how to categorize them. Umistavra kilfim and mistama, they're considered like the brain. So in other words, this is important because there are different psulim that apply to the brain than to the spine. So we have to know what we're talking about to know which trefa to apply. So Gemara says, Rabbi Yirmiyah badak ba'ofa. One time Rabbi Yirmiyah was checking a bird, v'ashkach kimin shnei polin munachan al pi hakadera, and he found that there were actually two beans, things that look like beans, at the entrance of this cranium. Okay. So the Gemara now says, nikav halev lebeis chalalum. One of the other things mentioned in the Mishnah, one of the other trefos, was that if there's a hole that penetrates into the chamber, the heart, to the chamber of the heart. So what's the din here? So by Rabbi Zeira, leveis chala katan or leveis chala gadol. There are different chambers here. So in the animal, apparently there's a larger chamber and then there's a smaller chamber. So which chamber of the heart does it have to penetrate in order to make a treifa? So Amar le Abaye Maiti Barilacha, what's your question exactly? Milo Tanan, does the Mishnah tell us? Rabbi Shimon Omer ad shetinakev leveis hasimponos. When it came to a hole with regards to the lung, it has to go all the way down to the simponos, which is apparently the chambers of the lungs. So Amar Rabba bar Tachlif, Amar Yirmiya bar Abba, Amar Rav ad shetinakev lesimpon gadol. And here, when it comes to lungs, apparently they're bigger chambers and there's smaller chambers in the lungs. So it's referring to the larger chamber. If the hole goes into the smaller chamber of the lung, it's apostle. Only if the hole goes into the larger chamber. So here's well. When it comes to the heart, it's only when it penetrates to the larger chamber of the heart, not the smaller one. And so the Gemara says, Hachi Hasha, wait a second, could you really compare the lungs and the heart? Hasam lebeis hasimponos katani, there, the Mishnah says, and enters into the chambers. So it says multiple simponos. And therefore, lehecha the shafre simponos kulo. It's the area, the chamber of the lung, where everything goes to, which apparently is a larger lung. The simponos, apparently, all the air, however it works in the lung, ends up making their way to the larger simponos. So that's why we define it as the gadol. the larger one by the lungs. But here, hachal, the base halalukatanu, it says in the singular, to one of its chamber, not chambers, to its chamber, and there, the Gemara says, mali chalagada, mali chalakatan, as long as it enters one chamber of the heart, whether the larger chamber or the smaller chamber, that would be sufficient to render this animal chefa, and therefore you cannot compare the terminology between lungs and heart. Varna says, canal lave. We're talking about the topic of the heart and the various trephos, so they're the pipe of the heart, where the heart, the blood, I'm not sure the heart where the blood comes from or where the blood returns from, but Rav Amar B'mashu, that kane, that knel lev, Rav says if there's a small puncture, that's going to make it a trefa, and Shmuel Amar B'ruba, you need to have most of the kane to be severed in order to be a trefa. So, hey nihu knel lev, what exactly is the pipe that goes connecting to the heart? So Amar Rava Bar Yitzchak, Amar Rava Halchelev Shal Gabe Defanos. So that sounds a little stranger. We're talking about a pipe, and all of a sudden the Gemara talks about the fat. So the fat that's on the walls of the heart. So then that's the that's a trefa. That's the holes that we're describing. What make this animal into a trefa? So the Gemara says Defanos Hakadaitka. We really think that the fat on the walls around the heart is going to be making a trefa. Those fats are not necessary. They're not vital. Who cares if there are holes in the walls, the fat in the walls? Sela shagabe dofne rea. We're referring to the fat that's on the walls of the lungs, so that apparently is very vital. The way it describes here, the pipe of fat that runs between the two lungs and is pressed against the spine, connects the heart cavity. So it's some fat that's connecting those vital organs, so if there's a hole in that fat, that's going to render this animal trefa. So we're not referring to the pipe that takes the blood back and forth, but the fat that apparently is shaped like a pipe, but not really the pipe that's running with the blood back and forth. So then the Gemara says, Amar Ameimar Mishmeid Rav Nachman. Talasa Kani Havi. He says there are three pipes that grow from the Kana. So the Gemara explains, what's this referring to? Chad Parshul Leba. One goes off to the heart. One pipe brings that blood, I guess, to the heart. I'm not sure about this talking about bring the oxygen or the blood to the heart?
The blood,
okay. So the blood, so the pipes bring the blood to the heart. So one chad parish l'liba, one that's going to the heart. Chad parish l'reya, one pipe goes to the lungs, they bring the oxygen to the lungs. Then chad parish l'chavda, one brings whatever goes to the liver. So the reya kareya, so the pipe that connects to the lung, that pipe itself has all the same trefas as the lung itself. And the chavda, and the pipe that connects to the kidney, rather to the liver, has all the same dinam as the liver as well. And the liba, and when it comes to the pipe that connects the heart, so that's actually a machlokas. What's the machlokas? So the Gemara is going to explain, we explained above, what was the machlokas above we saw, about whether the rov or whether the mashu is going to be a trefa. I mean, we said above the machlokas Rav and Shmuel about mashu and ruba was referring to the fat that looked like a pipe. According to this understanding, is actually referring to the pipe itself that connects to the lave. So then comes along now Mar Bar Chia Masi Ipra. He actually taught the opposite. He felt the Reya is Kechabda. The pipe that connects to the lung is actually treated as a liver. Even though it's connecting to the lung, we have a din of the liver. Dechabda, the pipe that connects to the liver, is actually a din of Kareya. It's a kind of opposite. It is opposite here. That it has the different din. Even though it's connecting to a particular organ, it takes on the dinim of a different type of organ in the animal. And the liba and pligi, and the pipe that of the heart, that's still that machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, whether it's a mashu or whether it's a rubo that's going to render this animal into a trefa. So also, Rabbi Chia bar Yosef, Amri l'shmaisa de Rav, Kami de Shmuel. He said over this halacha of Rav in front of Shmuel, which was that a mashu in the kneh halev will render this animal into a trefa. So he said this in front of Shmuel. Amr Leh, Shmuel says back to him, Ihachi Amr Abba lo yada b'trefos v'lo klum. If this is what Rav had said, he doesn't know anything about the halachas of trefos. Okay, so fine. Exactly. So the Gemara then says, Nishbar HaShidra, back to a different trefa had mentioned that been mentioned in the Mishnah, which is that let's say the spine had been broken, it's been severed, it was cracked. So the Gemara quotes a Braisa Tanur Rabbanan. Chod HaShidra, shenifsak baruba. Let's say the spinal cord was mostly, majority of it was broken. Divrei Rebbe, that would make this animal into treif. It has to be most of it's broken. And Rebbe Yaakov Omer afilo nikav, even if there's a small hole in the chud hashidur, that would be sufficient to make it a treifa. So Hora Rebbe, Rebbe Yaakov, Rebbe went ahead and passed like Rebbe Yaakov, meaning even though he argued with him, he ended up conceding to the position of Rebbe Yaakov to say that you need even a small nekev will make this animal to a treifa. So Amar Rav Huna thought otherwise. He says, Ein halacha, Rebbe Yaakov, we do not paskin like Rebbe Yaakov. So Kama Ruba. So now if we assume like Rebbe, that you need to have rov of the Shidra, Chud HaShidra being broken, how does one define a rov? That's always very challenging. So Rav Amar rov Oro, meaning most of the circumference of the skin is severed, that's considered trefa. V'amri la, others say rov of mocho, now referring to the what they call here the nerve tissue inside, most of that inside has to be broken. Not the outside, but only the inside needs to be severed, and that's the machlokas, whether it's the inside or the outside of the chud hashidra, that's going to be defined as a trefa. Demand amaruba mocho. One who holds that rov mocho, most of the nerve tissue is what's needed. Kol shekain rov oro. Certainly, then, if the majority of the outer skin is severed as well, that's certainly not because the animal has no longer any protection anymore. His spinal cord is exposed, and that's very dangerous for the animal. So, if we're saying just the inner nerve tissue is broken, certainly the outer skin, the protection is severed, that's going to make it into a trefa. But leman dama rov oro, rov mochamai. But let's say you paskin that most of the skin on the outside is what defines this as a trefa. What would the lacha be if rov oro is really intact? But rov mocho, but the inner tissue, the nerve tissue, is severed. Would that be considered treifa according to this man de amar? So Tashma, the Gemara brings a brisa as follows. Damar Nivli, it's the name of a Amora. Amar Rav Huna, he quotes from Rav Huna. Rubo shamru rov oro. But Moach Zeh lo malav lo morid. So when he said Rav Oro, he actually said that all we care is about Oro, with regards to the nerve tissue inside the Moach of the spinal cord, that doesn't make a difference. Whether it's good or not, that makes no difference in terms of the definition of a trefa. So there you have it. So Gemara then says, Rav Nosson bar Avin hava Yosef kamei di Rav. One time, Rav Nosson bar Avin was sitting in front of Rav. And Badik Barov Oro, and he was checking, he was inspecting whether most of the skin surrounding the spinal cord was intact or not. But then the kabadak berov mochon, and after checking that, he inspected the nerve tissue as well. So Amar Leh, so Rav said to him as he was watching this go on. Rav said, "Im rov ora kayim moach ze einu malav einu morid." Rav says, "What's the big deal? Once you had ascertained that the most of the skin on the outside has been preserved, so who really cares about the moach on the inside?" So we see paskin that all it was about was rov oro, and it makes a difference about rov moach. Gemara then says, Amar Rabba bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yishu ben Levi. Nismarech pasal, nismaseis pasal. We'll define those terms in just a moment, but just literally what it means is nismarech is if it liquefied. If the nerve tissue is liquefied, it's a trefa, but if the nerve tissue was liquefied, liquefied is a trefa and softened. Nismarech is, one more time. Nismarich pasul, which is liquefied, and nismaseis is pasul, which is softened. Either one, liquefied or softened, both of them are going to make the animal treifa. So ezu hamracha, ezu hamsamsa, hamasma, hamasmasa, which one's liquefied, which one's softening? So Gemara explains as follows. Hamracha, liquefying, is called shenishbach bekiton. If the nerve tissue was able to be poured out like water, that means that's called hamracha. That's called nismarich, and that's pasul. It's a trefa. Masmasa, the definition of softening, is kol sheino yachal lamod, anything that the animal can't stand. So then that indicates that it's too soft. It can't pour out like liquid, but that's too soft, and therefore that would render it a trefa as well.
Tissue.
Oh, the tissue itself can't stand. You try to keep it up and it just kind of collapses.
Not like jello. Uh-huh. Soft jello. It just mushes away.
Okay. So then the Gemara says, I imagine the animal couldn't stand either with that type of spinal cord, but you're right, it's testing. Exactly. Sure. So then the Gemara says, Bye, Rabbi Yirmiyah. So let's say spinal cord became so thick that the spinal cord can't stand up, not because it's soft, but because it's so heavy, it's so dense, and the spinal cord can't remain in an upwards position. What would the lacha be there? Would that be considered like softening and therefore no good? And the Gemara says, we don't know, because it's really hard. It's not soft. but at the same time it can't stand up. So the Gemara doesn't know whether that's a treifa. So then the Gemara says, Bei Rav, Amri, in the base medrash of Rav, Nismas Meis Pasul, Nismas Meis Kasher. While softening, while Nismas Meis is Pasul, if it was, if it's lost its substance, then it's actually Kasher. So I guess what it means is that it lost, the way it explains it down here is, one second here. It doesn't really explain it down here. So, I don't know. Some of the tissue was lost, I guess, and therefore it's weaker. That's still considered kosher.
That's just part of it was taken away.
So nitla, it's a case of nitla. So part was taken away. That's still considered kosher. So then the Gemara says, Meisiv asks the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Behema shenis mazmeis mocha trefa. This brisa clearly says, and seemingly Rav's not going to argue in a brisa if he doesn't have to, the Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says that the animal that, where it lost some of its nerve tissue, it's actually going to be trefa. So how is Rav arguing on this? So Gemara says, Hahu nis mazmeis itmar. That brisa actually should have said the zayin and samach got mixed together. It should have been nis mazmeis, which is where it's softened. But nis mazmeis, that is where it's lost substance, that's where Rav would say it's permitted, and even the Brice would agree to that as well. So, Aini, is this really true, the Gemara says? Is it really true that if the animal lost some of the nerve tissue, it's still kosher, it's not a trefa? V'ho Levi hava yosef bei masusa. One time Levi was sitting in the bathhouse, and Chazila, who gavered the Tariyeh Lereisha, and he observed that a man had he was smashing his head against the wall. Okay, a bad day, right? The mikvah was too hot, the mikvah was too cold, something bothered him. He started banging his head against the wall. And Amar, so Levi said to him, Nismazmez moche didain, this guy has lost substance in his mind. The guy's a brain dead. What's he doing? So what do you mean by this? Lav de lo chai, does he not tell a person if your brain is nismazmez, if you lost substance in your brain, you're going to die? You can't survive this way? So Gemara says, no, Amr lay, Amr bai. Bai says, lo mar shayna moli, trying to tell me that this person can't father children. He could be alive, but somehow this type of brain damage or loss of nerve tissue, that won't allow the person to have children, but he will be able to live for whatever time period he's able to live for. Okay, interesting maisa. And the Gemara says, ad heichan chuda shidra, until what point, how far down does the spinal cord extend? And the Gemara explains, Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel ad bein harparshos, which runs between the branches. I don't know exactly what part, but it says down here, between the hind legs of the animal, that's where the spinal cord extends until. Okay, I think we'll stop here. That was quite a technical daf, and Mirza Hashem will continue, I guess, Sunday together.